F.W. Fitch Company presents the Fitch Bandwagon, starring Alice Faye.
You'll never know just how much I love you. You'll never know just how much I care.
And Phil Harris. Here's Phil with a song so many of you have requested, his newest Victor record release, The Preacher and the Bear.
Now, preacher went out walking, 'twas on one Sunday morn. It was against his religion, but he took his gun along. He shot himself some mighty fine quail and one little measly hare. But on his way returning home, he met a great big grizzly bear. Now, the bear got down in the middle of the road on all fours like a great big toad and looked that preacher right square in the eye. And the preacher looked at him and said, bye-bye. Started down the road and took out the run. The bear right after that preacher did come. And they run for about a mile. Then both sat down and rested a while. Preacher got up, started again. The bear, he started out with more vim, and he ran till he spotted a tree. Said, up on the limb is the place for me. Bear got close, made a grab for him. The preacher looked up and made the limb, pulled himself up and turned about, cast his eyes to the skies, and he did shout, oh Lord, you delivered Daniel from the lion's den, also delivered Jonah from the belly of the whale, and then the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace. So the good folk do declare, yes Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sake, don't help that bear. Now just about then, the limb let go, and the preacher come tumbling down. He reached in his pocket, pulled his razor out just before he hit the ground. He hit the ground with an awful bang, it was a terrible sight. The preacher and the bear with a razor in his hair just cutting left and right. Well, they rolled around on the ground, the preacher was up and then he was down. The bear let out an awful moan and looked like the preacher was holding his own. Thought if I get out of here alive, with that good book I will abide. I'll never sin on Sabbath day, and Sunday come I'll pray and pray. To the heavens, he did glance that, Lord, just give me one more chance. And his suspenders gave away, and he knocked that bear 10 feet away. The preacher got up and made a bound for a tree where he'd be safe and sound. Pulled himself up and turned about, cast his eyes to the skies, and he did shout, oh, Lord, you delivered Daniel from the lion's den. Also delivered Jonah from the belly of the whale, and then the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace. So the good book do declare, yes, Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sake, don't help that.
Now for the story of Phil and Alice. Last Thursday evening, the Harrises went to a movie. And as we join them now, they're coming out of the lobby.
Well, Phil, how did you like the movie?
Well, it was okay, But I couldn't understand the way them actors talked.
Phil, that was an English picture. Vacation from Marriage. Those actors were Englishmen.
Englishmen? Then what's the matter with them guys? Why don't they learn the language before they start sending us pictures?
Oh, Phil, don't be silly. They speak the same language that we do.
Well, it doesn't mean nothing to me. Anyway, did you get a load of the figures on them English girls?
What was wrong with them?
Wrong with them? They're the only dames I ever saw who can put on a sloppy Joe sweater and look like Joe was still in it.
Well, anyway, I thought the picture was cute. Two married people taking a vacation from each other. That's quite an idea.
Quite an idea, yeah.
Who knows? Might even be good for us.
Good for us? Hey, look, kid, be smart, will you? Be smart. When you got a beautiful thing like me around, guard it. If you're smart, you'll throw a net over me, kid.
You know, Phil, I believe you must be the most charming and the most handsome man in the whole world.
Oh, Mrs. Harris, your logic overwhelms me.
Oh, get in the car, bullethead.
Hello. Alice?
Yes. Good morning, Mother. How are you today?
Fine. I called you last night, but you weren't home.
No. Phil and I went to the movies.
Oh, did you? Your brother took me last Wednesday. We saw The Razor's Edge.
Oh, how did you like it?
Well, it was all right, but as I said to your brother in the theater, if they had my little girl in there with a couple of snappy songs, the joint would really be rocking.
Mother, where did you get an expression like that?
Oh, I don't know. I must have read it in Downbeat. But the reason I called, your brother is taking his vacation this week.
Vacation?
Yes, he's going back east, and he wants to borrow that steamer trunk of yours.
Oh, Mother, that old steamer is ready for the junk pile. Of course, what could I expect from a wartime substitute?
Oh, well, for the train, he'd like to borrow a couple of your overnight bags.
You mean the little ones?
Mm.
Oh, he wouldn't want those. Anyway, I promised them to the Salvation Army. Look, Mother, I'll get out what suitcases I have and bring them over this afternoon.
Thank you, dear. How's Phil?
Oh, just fine.
I heard him on the Jack Benny program last week. You know, Alice, I wish they wouldn't make him do all those jokes about drinking, playing dice, and hanging out in pool rooms.
No?
No. Some people are apt to get the idea that he's really like that.
Yes, Mother, I suppose there is that danger. Well, I'll be over this afternoon. Goodbye.
Bye, dear.
Baby Alice.
Yes, Daddy.
Have you seen your mother around?
Yes. She's upstairs getting her suitcases out.
Suitcases?
That's right. She's going to Grandma's. She said something on the phone about a vacation.
Suitcases? Vacation? Oh, no. Don't tell me she took that crazy picture we saw last night. Seriously. Alice, did your mother say anything about me?
Yes, I think so. She said, that old steamer is ready for the junk pile.
She called me an old steamer?
Yes, and she said what could she expect from a wartime substitute?
Why, this is ridiculous. I'm going up and talk to that girl. Now, you go ahead and go up in your room. Oh, she must be kidding. She can't do this to me. What about our home and our little babies? Why, this dame is nuts. Hey, Alice, I want to talk to you.
What's the matter?
What's the matter? Baby Alice just told me about this vacation.
Yes, I think it's a good idea. I'm getting the suitcases out now.
Good idea. Alicia. Think it over. What's going to happen to me?
You?
Certainly. And what about the little ones?
Oh, I'm giving them to the Salvation Army.
Awful. Oh, Harris, you've been clutching a viper to your bosom.
Well, where are you going?
I don't know where I'm going. I got to go somewhere. Listen to me. I'm going to get an injunction. Get my attorney. Call Petrello.
Well, what do you suppose is wrong with him?
Oh, Alice leaving me. You'd think the kid would be smarter than that. She's old enough. What a problem to throw on a guy. Oh, well, maybe if I get outdoors, I can think this thing out. Makes a guy want to do something desperate. Now I wonder if I should join the Foreign Legion, become a hermit, or get a job with Guy Lombardo. Gee whiz, I don't know what to do.
Hey, why don't you drown yourself, you rat?
Now, you look here, Abruzzio. I'm in no mood to talk to you. For once, you just deliver your groceries in silence.
Okay. Hey, Mr. Harris, I heard you on the air last week.
Yeah, you did?
Yeah, but it didn't come in so good. At first, I thought the radio was on the bum.
Yeah?
Then I found out the bum was on the radio.
Get lost, Corny. Go on inside and faint.
Groceries!
Oh, yes. Put them down there. You're Julius, aren't you?
Yeah, Miss Faye. Hey, Miss Faye, did you get the love token I put with your groceries last week?
Love token?
Yeah. I stuck in an extra box of roach powder.
Well, that's very nice of you, Julius, but I'm afraid we don't have roaches.
Oh, that's all right, Miss Faye. I'll bring you some from home. My old lady will never miss them.
Oh, no. No, thanks, Julius.
Okay. Farewell, dream girl.
It is often said that a girl's best friend is her mirror. Although your mirror can't talk, it can show you some mighty complimentary things about your hair when you use Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo regularly. For Fitch adds sparkling highlights to your hair, leaves it soft to touch and easy to comb in a smooth, flattering hairdo. In addition to getting the hair and scalp immaculately clean, Fitch adds glamour to the hair. Yes, Fitch adds glamour through its special reconditioning action that works wonders for all colors and textures of hair. Lathers equally well in hard or soft water. And since Fitch is completely soluble, only an ordinary water rinse is needed to leave your hair shining, soft and shimmering with those come-hither highlights. Use Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo to beautify your hair. Then see your reward in the mirror and in the eyes of those who know and love you. Fitch is spelt F-I-T-C-H. Among the many outstanding musicals which have endeared Alice Faye to millions of moviegoers, her own favorite has always been Alexander's Ragtime Band. From the brilliant Irving Berlin score of this picture, Alice brings us Everybody's Step.
Soon, you'll hear a tune that's gonna lift you out of your seat. Which could be sweeter, but then the meter was written especially for your feet. Fly away up high upon a syncopated balloon. A little ginger will never injure heathen tuning up. They'll be playing soon. Everybody step to the syncopated rhythm. Let's be going with them when they begin. You'll be saying, yes, sir, the band is grand. He's the best professor in all the land. Listen to the pep that emerges from the middle of the jazzy fiddle under his chin. Oh, what music! The clarinetter could not be better. Hear that strain. I don't know just what it is, but it's grand. They simply ruin it. Look at them doing it. Come, come, don't hesitate. Everybody step if you want to see a glutton when it comes to strutting over the ground. Where do you see my little baby and me? Step, step, stepping around. They simply ruin it. Look at them doing it. Come, come, don't hesitate. Everybody step if you want to see a glutton when it comes to strutting over the ground. When you see my little hot shot me step, step, stepping around.
And now, back to the story of Phil and Alice. Phil, under the mistaken impression that Alice is leaving him, is in a rather desperate state. We find him now entering a somewhat shabby apartment building in Hollywood.
Now, let's see. I know Frankie lives here somewhere. Oh, here's his door. Yeah, this is it. Frankie Remley, member of Musicians Union Local 47, will travel, have own tuxedo. Also, free guitar lessons to blondes. Yeah, this is it. I hope he's home.
Just a minute, honey.
Oh, it's you, Phil.
Yes, it's me. Now, look, get serious for a minute.
Yeah.
Look, Frankie, I'm in an awful lot of trouble.
Yeah, I know. I heard your show last week.
No, listen, it's even worse than that. Alice is leaving me.
Leaving you?
Yeah. Oh,
I can't go into detail. Me and her seen a picture last night called Vacation from Marriage, and she took it serious.
Yeah?
That's right. Now she's packing her bags and going home to her mother.
Ah, don't take it too hard, Gilbert. Well, try to look at it this way. Not that you have lost a wife, but rather that you've regained the rights and privileges of a yard dog.
But, Frankie, I don't want that. I want Alice. Gee whiz. Oh, Frankie, I've got to do something about her leaving me.
Yeah, let me see. Hey, why don't you play on her sympathy?
Sympathy?
If we'd hire a couple of guys to work you over, she'd feel sorry for you.
No, you don't, Frankie. No. Now, that's just another one of them wild ideas of yours.
What do you mean? Did you see Saratoga Trunk? Gary Cooper got his head knocked in a fight, and 5 minutes later, Ingrid Bergman is drooling all over him.
Yeah, I seen a picture, and that's right, but I don't
want to... Look, you want Alice back, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, then it's settled. I even know a prize fighter who'll beat you up for nothing.
Yeah? Who?
Bloody Bernstein.
But, Frankie, I don't...
Come on, Curly, come on,
I don't want
go.
No Bloody Bernstein.
Hey, would that let you bum?
Here's the place, Phil. This is the gym where Bernstein works out.
Gee whiz, Frankie, there's some tough-looking mugs around here.
There's Bloody Bernstein over there punching a bag. Let's go over.
Now, wait a minute. How am I going to get him to hit me?
Easy. Just insult him. Walk up and call him a bum.
But he's such an ugly-looking monkey.
Go on. I'm right behind you.
Oh, all right. This better be... Hey, you.
Oh.
You're Bloody Bernstein, ain't you?
That's me.
You're a fighter, ain't you?
That's me.
You stink.
That's me.
Look, Bernstein, my friend here wants you should hit him.
Hit him?
Yeah, I want you to mess up my face.
More than it is?
Oh, Frankie, this bum isn't... This ain't gonna work.
Yeah, let me talk to him. Look, Bernstein.
Huh?
Over this way. Pay attention.
Yeah.
We'll pay you $10 to slug my friend a couple of times.
Oh, I couldn't do that, gentlemen. I am a prize fighter, and that would be unethical.
It would?
Oh, indeed. And besides, I make enough money throwing fights.
Look, Bernstein, we'll give you $25 for one punch.
Well, I can't afford to train down that kind of dough. Get set.
Watch it, Charlie.
Here it comes!
Phil, speak to me. Did he hit you hard enough?
Frankie, I got news for you.
What, kid?
He hit you.
Oh, I wondered why I was lying here on the floor.
Oh, shucks, I hit the wrong man again. That's what I get for fighting without me glasses on.
Oh, brother, now I'm right back where I started.
Hey, look, I got another idea.
Another one?
Yeah, come on, we're going down the street to the restaurant.
But, Frank,
come on,
Curly,
come on.
Oh, you won.
Hey, waiter, bring my friend another order of ham hocks and sow belly.
Oh, but Frankie, I've already ate 9 orders of that stuff, to say nothing of them 3 orders of lobster smothered in chocolate syrup.
But, Curly, we got to get you sick, then Alice will feel sorry for you, right?
But, Frankie, I don't feel a bit sick. Uh-oh.
You see? Getting to you, huh?
Yeah. Hey, Frankie.
Huh?
Is my face turning green?
Green? Last time I seen an expression like that was in a delicatessen on a dead herring.
All right, Phil, you poor, poor baby. Just lie back there in bed.
Oh, honey, I feel awful.
Oh, did Mommy's little boy get himself all sick in the tummy?
Yes, him did. And him little carcasses just wasting all away. Oh, gee, baby. I ain't felt this bad since Frankie and I used to drink Energene zombies.
My poor little baby.
Yes. But you're going to take care of me, ain't you, honey?
Of course. And now I'm going downstairs to get you a nice bowl of soup. You just call me if you want me, huh?
All right. Goodbye, Mommy.
Goodbye.
Oh, Harris. Harris, what have you done to your powerful body? Now I got my wife back, but it don't look like I'm going to be alive to enjoy it. Gee whiz. Maybe if I just try to get some sleep, maybe I'd feel better. Oh, go to sleep, Filthy. Try to go to sleep.
Phil. Oh, Phil.
Huh? What? Oh, come in.
Phil, the doctor's here.
Doctor?
Yes. You were so sick, I thought I'd better call him. This is Dr. Bernstein.
Bernstein?
Good afternoon, Mr. Harris. Now, leave me have a look at you.
Now, wait a minute. You ain't no doctor.
Now, let me see here. Pulse normal. Mm-hmm. Heart normal. Uh-huh. And respiration normal. Woo-hoo. Everything normal.
It is, doctor?
Yeah. We operate at once.
Operate? Now, you wait a minute, doctor. There's nothing wrong with me, and I'm getting up.
In that case, I got to quiet you with this hypodermic.
Don't stick that needle in my arm. Ouch! Bernstein, where are your glasses? Oh, you can't do this to me, bloody. I'll...
Oh,
where am I? The walls. They're all white. I couldn't be in a... I am. It's a hospital. Alice, somebody, please.
Calling Dr. Bernstein. Calling Dr. Bernstein. The patient in room 13 is ready for surgery. 13 is ready for surgery. Remove tonsils, appendix, adenoid, heart, liver, and stomach. That is all.
Gosh, that poor guy in 13 is worse off than I am.
Well, Mr. Harris, I see the hypodermic has worn off.
Yes, and listen to me, nurse. You get me my clothes now. I got to get out of here.
I don't think so. They're operating in a few minutes.
Operating. Now, you wait a minute. What room am I in?
13.
13. In that case, I'm leaving clothes or no clothes.
Oh, I'm afraid not, Mr. Harris. You're strapped down. Besides, you have a visitor.
Oh, well, thank goodness. It must be Alice. Gee whiz, I'll be glad to see her. Show her in.
Very well. You can come in now.
Honey. Sweetheart. Kiss me.
I was, Jacob, but you ain't my type.
Julius Abruzio, what are you doing here?
I heard you were sick, so I come over to gloat.
Now, look, Julius, you got to help me. Now, you listen to me.
Make it snappy, Buster. You're sinking fast.
How do you know?
By this chart the doctor hung on the foot of the bed.
Chart? What's on it?
There's a red line that goes up and down and up and down and up and down. Then there's a little sign.
What does it say?
After operation, crate well and ship to Tennessee.
Crate well?
Yes. It's signed Bloody Bernstein.
Well, Mr. Harris, we're ready to wheel you into surgery.
Surgery? Abruzio. Now, Abruzio, do something.
Go on, Jacob. Oh, here. I bring you some going-away presents.
What's this? A pair of pants with a long red tail.
Yeah. Where you going? That's standard equipment.
But Julius. Oh, Julius. Nurse. Alice.
You don't need a holler for Alice. She's out buying a veil.
A black one?
No, a white one. Tomorrow at high noon, she becomes Mrs. Julius Abruzio.
Oh, no. No, not that.
Now,
no.
Look, you'll have to quiet down.
Oh.
Now, quiet down.
Oh.
I'm pushing you through these doors into the operating room.
Now, you wait a minute, nurse. Nurse, there's been a horrible mistake.
Mistake?
Sure, look at that sign, maternity ward.
Quiet down, madam.
Help!
Oh, this is awful. Now I want out of here. Now let me out of here.
Phil, wake up.
Huh? What? Alice, tell me.
Tell you what?
Was it a boy or girl?
Phil, what are you talking about? I went down to get you some soup and you started yelling in your sleep.
Sleep? Oh, honey, you mean all that about the doctor and the hospital was a dream?
It must have been. You haven't left this room.
Oh, honey, what a nightmare. And how about you leaving me? Was that a dream, too?
Leaving you?
Sure, you got all your suitcases out and you were going home to your mother.
Oh, Phil, I got those suitcases out to lend to my brother. He's leaving on his vacation this afternoon.
Your brother, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so that's the guy who got me into this, huh? I see. Willie, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look, honey, let me do him a favor, will you? Look, I want to pack him a nice box lunch.
Box lunch?
Yes, you know, I know a place where you can get the best broiled lobster smothered in chocolate syrup, and they got ham hocks with whipped cream.
Alice and Phil will be back in a moment. About this time every year, store windows blossom with all the late spring styles. When you plan your new wardrobe, remember, regardless of how smart your clothes are, you won't be well-groomed if you have annoying dandruff. To avoid this embarrassment, use Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo regularly. This famous shampoo does just what its name says, it removes dandruff. Yes, Fitch completely removes dandruff the first time you use it. It's the only shampoo made whose guarantee to remove dandruff with the first application is backed by one of the world's largest insurance firms. Here's how Fitch works. First, it penetrates and cleanses the thousands of tiny hair openings on the scalp, dissolving all traces of dandruff. Then its rich, efficient lather floats away the dissolved dandruff and dirt accumulation. Your hair and scalp are left antiseptically clean and dandruff-free. Use Fitch regularly to be sure that dandruff does not spoil your appearance. Buy an economical bottle of Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo at drug or toilet goods counters or have professional applications at beauty or barber shops.
Good night, folks. Look, Alice and I just want to say that we hope that you'll all be around next week because we're going to have a visit from the old spendthrift, Jack Benny. So don't forget to wear your hair, Jackson.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Tune in next week when the F.W. Fitch Company again brings you the Fitch Bandwagon with Alice Faye and Phil Harris. This program is written by Bob Mosier and Joe Connolly and directed by Paul Phillips, with original music composed and conducted by Walter Sharp. Included in the cast were Janine Roos, Walter Tetley, and Elliot Lewis. Alice Faye appears through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox. Men, use Fitch's Ideal Hair Tonic daily. It makes your scalp tingle with that feeling of new life and pep. Fitch's Ideal is not sticky or greasy, so pep up your scalp and give your hair that well-groomed look with Fitch's Ideal Hair Tonic. Bill Foreman speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.